Key Code New Generation Series. Level 5. Page 107. Activity 4. Read and match the tip names above with the tip descriptions below. Listen to check your answers. Complete the descriptions while listening.
One. Learn the local language. Everybody has heard about English being a global language or it being the lingua franca, but it may happen to you that people in the place you visit won't be speaking in English at all. But there is nothing to worry about. You won't have to learn an entire new language in a few weeks for using it who knows how much time. It's likely that some common phrases and basic language can cover it all. Getting a pocket-sized book of basic communication language sounds like a good idea. And don't rush the claiming that a cell phone can solve it. Of course it can. There is another thing to keep in mind though. Internet connection is kind of a pain in the tiny toe. There are areas where connection is almost impossible. 2. Do some backup packing. Something that puts travelers at the edge of regretting a visit is finding out that there is nothing that can please their picky eating habits. Locals are not the ones to put the blame on, they are happy with what they have to offer, but that's not enough reason to put yourself aside and go with something you don't like. Just make sure you can take it with you through airport checking points. If that's not possible, don't force it. Once in the place, look for stores, markets, or malls where you can find something that meets your eating liking fine. Get a good supply for every single day. 3. What it looks like. Collect evidence in advance and get talkative. It may be the case that people at food stalls or places try hard to sell the food they serve, so you must have a picture of the food to be sure you will be trying what you planned. If anything is looking different, stop and question it, in a friendly manner, of course. If there is something you don't have a picture of, but it looks appealing, get to talk to the people preparing or serving the food and place an order until you are completely sure. 4. Things don't always go as planned. As it has been mentioned, being mentally prepared is a must, but there are things that ought to be on a serious plan. Doing some research in advance will help in preventing unnecessary situations. Find out about any kind of legal or medical restrictions, and also about some common customs, for example, spicy prepares or some other with lots of spices. It is an adventure, but there is no point in putting your health and life in risk. The entire adventure must be under your control. 5. Getting over mental blocks. This is not a dull tip. At least for picky eaters. It's time for you to get a sense of interest as it is something quite hard to bring down. Bias are dysfunctional ideas, which are 99.9% of the times wrong. Change your mindset to an open one. Once you really try something and you can actually explain yourself whether something is good or not, that will be the time for you to decide. In the meantime, try away. 6. Home sweet home chef. Definitely not a fun one as spending time outside is what we all want when traveling, but let's not take it that far. The fact that you will be preparing your own food may bring that sense of satisfaction before, while and after eating. Also, you will be selecting the ingredients and taking care of the preparation process, so local taste and look won't be a problem anymore. You could add or reduce the amount or quantity of all ingredients, so DIY, dig in and enjoy. You can even have some friends over and share. What a better way to test your cooking skills.